uniqueness of the second night of Hanukkah. I once heard this from the writer, Michal Tversky from Milwaukee. The uniqueness of the second night is that's when Klal Yisrael began to notice a nes. Until now, they didn't know it was going to be an S. Beginning of the second night, so that's when Klal Yisrael began to realize that Baruch Hu was doing a nes for us. Ramban writes in Parashas Bo, famous Ramban, you're probably aware of it, that min ha-nisim ha-geluyim, Baruch Hu sends us nisim geluyim. And the purpose of nisim geluyim is that we should be able to discover the Ribbono Shel Olam in the nisim nistarim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is always, the entire Bria is run by the Ribbono Shel Olam. So we have Nisim Nistarim, and Nes Nistar means, the Ramban says, and Nes Nistar, Michal Kaisa, Ramban says, Nes Nistar is something that one only recognizes over the course of time. That there's no one point in time to say this is a Nes. And Nes Nigla means I can say, I can look at a certain point in time and say, Nes Nigla, Kriyas Yamsuf, the Makos, Nes Chanukah, and Nes Nistar is a Nes that they only recognize over a period of time. Let's say a person has has 10 years of good crops, it's a Nes Nistar. So every year I don't say it's a Nes, I don't realize a Nes when it's happening. I figure a good year, either I worked hard, it rains, or whatever it was, but if I beat the odds, that's a Nes Nistar. Person, the Jews go to battle, right? The first time they win, the enemy was very, very weak. Second time they win, Jews are very, very smart. Third time they win, whatever it is, they always have a hesver. But then when you realize that the odds, that you've beaten the odds, so that's a nes nis. Then you go back and reinterpret. So a nes nigla, it gives us the emuna through which, and the nes nigla gives us the emuna that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the way the Ramban says it in Parshas Bo. This we think about every single day. Laman tia teres Hashem neficha. Ramban says that the mitzvah of nachas tefillin is to remind us of these yisodos. Yisod number one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Borei Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can change nature. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching, is micromanaging, is on top of, will change nature in response to things. So the Nes Nigla shows us, gives us a Ramuna, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Bal Yecheles, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and because he's a Bal Yecheles and he's watching, so therefore he will change things. That's the Nes Nigla. Once I have a Nes Nigla, once I have that Emuna, so then I can look at other things, and I see the Yad Hashem. Then I see a Nes Nister. And then I find, then I see that the person has beats the odds, whether it's in business or whether it's in refuos or whatever it is. So he has to say, oh, if the odds are 50-50, 70-30, whatever it is, whatever the odds of success are, but I've beaten those odds, that means it's the Yad Hashem. Sometimes one doesn't have to wait to beat the odds. Sometimes a person himself can say that this, that this meeting, by all nature, by all circumstances, should not have gone the way it went. Right? Sometimes a person sees himself, he's an unusual siyata d'shmaya. So since if one doesn't have the amuna based in Nes Nigla, so one doesn't have the orientation and the perspective to search out and to find and to attribute the Ribbono Shel Olam, attribute events to the Ribbono Shel Olam. L'chayre, this pattern of Nes Nister and Nes Nigla that we discussed last week in the Maase of Yosef, that Gavriel coming to interrupt, coming to connect Yosef with the brothers. So different ways you can look at it. I would suggest the following, the different ways you could look at it. But I would suggest that once Yosef thought back and put the picture together and saw that there was a person who happened to be there and who happened to hear the conversation of the brothers and then happened to find Yosef. So then Yosef saw that was a siman. That was a form of a nes nigla. You can say otherwise. But I'm suggesting along the lines we discussed last week that sometimes the Kodesh Baruch Hu sends us a siman. And the siman is benigla. But the siman is a meira derech to find their vonshom in the nister. Right? Kodesh Baruch Hu sends us sometimes, like that's the nes chanukah. In nes chanukah we have a nes nigla with the pach hashemen. The nes nister is the battle with the Yavonim. So the fact that the oil burned, that was a nes nigla. When kineged chukiyat teva, was it? Went against natural law. Kodesh Baruch Hu was sending. But what was the purpose of having a nes nigla with pach hashemen? What did it accomplish? What would have happened if we wouldn't have had the nes of the pach hashemen? So the pshat is, if we wouldn't have had the nes of the pach hashemen, then we would have forever wondered whether the battle, whether our success against the Yevonim was a nes or not. But once the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us this nes nigla, so we saw Kodesh Baruch Hu is micromanaging Klal Yisrael's affairs. Kodesh Baruch Hu sees what's going on. He sees the Mesiras Nefesh. He sees the way we need the Yeshua. So that gave an orientation that then we look back at the Baal Lachashmeinom. The Baal Lachashmeinom Ad Yom Hazeh are often viewed as brilliant Hasmonean military strategies. So if it can be viewed that way in hindsight, certainly in those years it could have been seen that way. So the Baruch Hu sent a Nes in Beis HaMikdash to say, Rabbi says, you have to have this is not the right orientation. There's a Nes Nigla, there's a Nes going on over here. Figure out, understand there's a Nes. Right. So that Hanahog of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, so we see, according to Ramban, that's the battle of Yaakov and Sorishal Esav. That's what the Ramban points out in Zakdom at the Parshas of Yishlach. The Kodesh Baruch Hu said, if I don't give Yaakov Avinu a Meira Derech, if I don't give him direction, if I don't give him an orientation, so tomorrow morning when Esau gives him a hug and gives him a kiss, I'll say, yeah, what a nar I was all this time thinking that Esau still hates me. So Kodesh Baruch Hu sent him a siman so that he should understand how to interpret the upcoming events. I would suggest the same thing with Gavriel and Yosef. Yosef looks back, and again, there are different ways of looking at it. There's a possibility that Yosef will look back and see that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him a Moira Derech, gave him a Gavriel, gave him a Malach. And as we said last week, he'll begin to think about what the Malach said. And then that'll give him an orientation of how to look at upcoming events with Potiphar, Eshes Potiphar, Tadabachim, with Malach Mitzrayim. At the very end of the story, that's the way he tells the brothers. He didn't bring me here. Kodesh Baruch Hu brought me here. That explains to us on this week's parasha, Yosef, when he comes to Melech Mitzrayim, he's very brazen about mentioning the Rabbonu Shel Olam. He's talking about a pagan king, holds himself to be the king. He just got out of prison. He's just mamash out of prison. He just shaved and showered. 3 seconds out of prison, half an hour. He's mamash out of prison. The first thing you think, let's make this work. Right? The first thing he does, he tells the pagan king, holds out to be king, that the God that I serve, he'll help me interpret your dreams. Not a very prudent strategy for a guy who just got out of prison. But Yosef already at that point understood that Kodesh Baruch Hu was handling the events. That's what he learned from Gavriel, or Chaim Shmuel Levitt says that's what he learns from the descent that he had on the way down to Mitzrayim. So that's Anhog of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu will send us Nisim Gluyim, and that is a Moira Derech. It gives us the orientation that we should understand that when we're seeing, we can find Nisim Nistarim. The search for a Nes Nigla, a search for a Nes Nister, is what impacts the person. A Nes Nigla, we can hit it on the heads. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Kriyas Yamsuf, right? And they is the Makris. That's all happening to us. The Pach Hashem is happening to us. Has an impact, gives an orientation, gives a perspective. But the Nes Nister, the next step, of then a Jew saying, I will be able to reconstruct events and be Megala Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm going to be able to look at events, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is showing me these events, and Kadosh Baruch Hu has his imprint on these events. I have to look, but to find it. That has a much more profound impact upon the person than the Neis Nigla. Neis Nigla can bring a Kirav Adas, can bring a certain commitment. The person can make a Kabbalah, like Tzvaseva says, when a Neis happens to a person, so then he should appreciate that Kadosh Baruch Hu went out Chutz Megidri Ateva to do a Neis, so that you should respond as well. So Hashemah says in one of the last week's parshas, I forget which one, it's a remarkable idea. He says that if a person would commit to memory all of the Yeshuas, all of the Nisim, all of the Siyata Deshmayas, all of the good events that Baruch Hu did for him, so that would change an entire person's orientation. It would be a tremendous source of growth in Ruchnias. As we tend to commit to memory the difficult moments in life, we tend to remember the tzaras and remember it was not such a good day last year. It's not such a good day. So Svasemis is if we would be able to train ourselves to mark and keep in our minds all the moments of Siyata Deshmaya and mark them and have them, and they could be Ki'ilu anniversaries. That would be a different person, would be a different kind of a person. Different, he would look at life and himself differently. So the Hanhoga of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is to give us a Neis Niglu, to be Megala himself. But that becomes a mandate, the Ramban Harshas Bo. Mitocha Nisa Magluyim, so now we're supposed to advance further. And look around and say, "Hey Yos, there's a Pach Hashemen. Hey Yos, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is watching so carefully to make sure that this oil at this time is going to burn longer when we davka don't have enough oil. Right? Didn't happen before, and it didn't happen afterward. Davka when we had one Pach of Shemen, we needed 8 days. Davka then it lasted 8 days. And it's Nigla." That's the Meriderach. Now you go back and you look at the battle of the Chashmonaim, the battle of the Yevonim, and then you reconstruct through that perspective. So I think that that's the Hanhoga that we see from Parshas Vayishlach, and the Hanhoga I believe we see from Yosef as well. Gemara says in Shabbos, it's a Gemara that's often discussed, that the menorah cannot be more than 20 amos high. But the Gemara says that we learn the 20 amos being from the bor of Yosef. That Yosef's bor is 20 amos deep. The parshas are always Kfimini Yisrael. The parshas of Yosef are always the parshas of the Chanukah. So Pashto says it's just just pointing out. Leisholt Eina, people don't see 20 amos as a gap in which people cannot see beyond a depth or a height of 20 amos. Many of the Darshanim suggest that there's a deeper connection. So this could be one of the deeper connections. Leisholt Be'eina means that a person doesn't have the right perspective. He doesn't see things as... He doesn't see beyond. And when they threw Yosef down, they did not see beyond that particular event. Pursuing Nisa also is to catch a person's eye. Sholto Beina. The purpose of pursuing Nisa is that a person should then understand, should be a source of instruction and guidance. So that the pursuing nisus is the catch a person. It's the Kadosh Baruch Hu's flash. It's the Kriyas Yamsuf. The Mara Derech. It has to be Shol Tuveina. If we lay Shol Tuveina, it'd be a Neis Nister. So we would never get to the Neis Nister. So it has to be with inside of a person. Because the purpose of Pesumah Nisa is to then be a Mara Derech, to see beyond. But the Pesumah Nisa has to be. And that's what we're pointing out, is that the search for the Neis Nister, once the person has that faith, so then that person grows much more in the Neis Nister, because there he's not only has a different orientation, but he's looking and seeing, he's actively revealing the Yad Hashem. So that's a much more impactful upon a person. And he has to look at things in a different way, and then be able to point out, and it's much more impactful in terms of being Mekadosh Shem Shemayim when a person is Megala the Ribbono Shel. Mara says, "Haragil b'ner havin lebonim tamidei chachamim." So Rashi says, "Haragil b'ner Shabbos and b'ner Chanukah." Here's what's the Gemara pointing out. So one way of looking at it could be Ner Shabbos is equanimity, Tisha B'Das, Shalom Bayis. The purpose of having Ner Shabbos is that the person should have light, shouldn't trip. The person should be able to walk with security. The person's always nervous they're going to fall because it's so dark, so you take baby steps. It's a whole different person feels insecure. The person feels secure, so then they talk to people differently because they're so focused on themselves. It's dark. I have to make sure I don't fall. I have to make sure that I don't slip, that I don't bump into something. So the darker it is, the more focused. That means that there's no shalom bayis. There's no sense of equanimity, peacefulness, comfort. Hachovas hanefesh, hachovas haguf. So Ner Shabbos gives a certain potential and bias. As the Gemara says, that if you only have enough money, it's one of the famous Shabbos Hanukkah riddles, right? If you only have enough money for one candle, so you use Ner Shabbos, not Ner Hanukkah. Why? Because Shalom Bayis. Right? Because Baruch was Mechik Shem Shalom Bayis. Same idea. What's the riddle? That for Ner Chanukah you have to be willing to sell your shirts, not for Ner Shabbos. So halacha l'maaseh, person doesn't have any money. So what does he do? He sells his shirt. And then he buys Ner Chanukah. No, it's just for Ner Shabbos. So what does he do next? He sells another shirt. What does he? He sold his last what do they call it? Asset that you can afford to spend. His last penny in his pocket, he used to buy an heir. Why? Because it's halacha. First, unless he doesn't have no money, b'chlau. You have to go from door to door to get money for Ner Chanukah. So he knocks on somebody's door, he asks for Ner Chanukah, and he gets Ner Chanukah money. Now it's halacha, it's Erev Shabbos. He has to buy Erev Shabbos. So what do you think? He goes back, knocks for more. That's halacha. Pashas, it means that the gavoy tzedak have to give him enough for Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah. It's like the Pashas means. It's one of the famous Shabbos riddles. So, Harogil Mener Shabbos is Yishev Adas. Harogil Mener Chanukah is that he understands that from his perspective of Yishev Adas, or maybe even how he creates his Yishev Adas, is by finding Ribbono Shel Olam, by searching out Kadosh Baruch Hu, by continuously relating events in his life to Siyata Deshmaya, Kadosh Baruch Hu's handling things, he's going to take care of things. So that's a person who has the bracha of growing in Ruchnius, becoming a Talmud Chacham requires these two, that means it requires Yishev Adas. Without Yishev Adas, it's very hard to grow in Ruchnius. It's very hard to grow in one's learning because one's always nervous about something. That's what Yishev Adas. No, you should ask me nervous about something. So I'm nervous about parnasa. So my mind's on parnasa. I'm nervous about a person's health. It's very hard. It requires gevura. And a rogel ben Hanukkah means that a person has that orientation, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Aymed al Yamino, taking care of things, working, helping him out. So that yishuvah das, with that perspective, that's how a person can grow in ruchnias. Good, let's look at the sugya on the flamid. I was thinking today that I've been grappling the last week or so. How are we supposed to do this? We have to chazer. We have to have a bechina. We're mamish in the middle of a sugya. We have to do tonid vechizkia. We're going to have a question coming up. Why Rabbi Yechon and the Rish Lakish disagree on a pshat? So I was trying to push and push and push. So at least we should do tonid vechizkia. And they were still in the middle of the sugya. Why? Because the sugya goes to Lamed Heyman base and then picks up again and daf Lamed Vom base, and then the Mekoris of Komle are Lamed Vom and Lamed Zion. So I've been grappling. So this morning I figured out if we wouldn't have college, if we wouldn't have a break, we wouldn't have finals, right? Take all the things that don't give us Isha Midas, right? So what would we do? Right? So we keep on going to Daf Lamazayin and Chazar Daf Lamazayin. Right? That would be the normal thing to do. A sugi goes from Chav to Lamazayin. Right? Till we get to Lamazayin, you can't put it together. So I figured that's what we should do. We have other constraints, though. So I suggest the following. So I think we should do the following. I think we'll have today's shir will focus on the machlegis of Echachamim, Knas. Tomorrow's shir will focus on the same Aram Makom we've had for a few days, on the machlegis Rishonim of Gonav B'Shabbos V'Tavach B'Choyl. Shimon Gubetzes V'Chonav Asimim. All right? So, and then you'll chazer Gemara Rashi Tosos some Chav Tes to Lamed Aleph. And I gave you the guide for chazering and answer those questions. And then, so the Bechin will be in Gemara Rashi Tosos, just Gemara Rashi Tosos Chav Tes to Lamed Aleph. Right? And then when we get back after the break, we'll go weiter to Lamed Zayin, and then we'll have chazara. A week, 10 days, that's how long it takes. And then we'll organize, do a chazara, but organizing the material, organize what we know of Kulin Rav Minei. By then we'll have already, we'll have at least three different categories of Kulin Rav Minei. We'll have at least two, maybe four sources of Kulin Rav Minei. And then we'll have the Sheet of Tanami Chizkia, or Meir Chachamim. We'll organize the different sources in Shas. The chazar like that. That's what I would suggest. I think that would be the. I hope we can do it within a month after we get back. So you can think about it. If you think that. If you think this is good, so that's what we'll do. If you think that's so good, so then mention it to me. And we can tweak it. We can see. I think in terms of one's learning, to me that makes the most sense. That's what I would suggest. So Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, the sugya of Lamed Dalet Amud Beis again is the sheet of Rav Meir. Loike Umishalem. What do we know about Rav Meir? Today we're going to try to pull together Rav Meir. All right, we're going to look at Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, Tosfos on Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, and we'll remind ourselves of the Tosfos Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. And pull together Rav Meir's sheet. What do we know about Rav Meir so far? So we know Rav Meir holds that by Momoin and Malkus, Leiku Mishalem, right? by Misa and Momon. So Rabba's going to be Machadesh now that by Misa Mishalem, there he holds Kom Levi Rabba Midei. So that'll be a Machloikis in Rameir. All right? Our Gemara is addressing the Nakuda of Malkus Uknas. All right? Malkus Uknas. Shiny honey, the chidush who shechid shatayi rabbi knas. All right, so Sam, the last two shirim has been pressing a point that why is this considered to be a knas? A chidush. It's a deterrent. So there's no inner contradiction in knas. And you can't say that it does not fit into the general pattern of halacha because a deterrent. That's a normal thing, a penalty. You can have systems have deterrence, so why wouldn't this be a good knas? And Sam said, how's it different than Malkus? Malkus is a one-size-fits-all, what do you want to call it? Kapara, oinish deterrent, right? No, so you can have one-size-fits-all monetary deterrence. But that's what I've been thinking about the last few days. That was a very good kasha. It's a very useless kasha. Sometimes you have to look at things in a fundamental way. So Yisrael found in the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer raises the question, Mamish and our sugya, just the way that Sam said, Mamish and his loshen, right? That how do you distinguish between Kenas Momen and Malkus? So Chassam Sofer says, Gvalda Gavard. Chassam Sofer is one of the Mimoshe Ad Moshes of Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu till the Rambam. Mimoshe till Rav Moshe Isserles, the Ramah. And Mimoshe the Chassam Sofer. He was his impact in Halacha. When the Chassam Sofer says something, it's important to appreciate. When the Chassam Sofer says something, very often, most of the time, that will become the Pesach Halacha. Ashkenazim. So Chassam Sofer says the chiddush of knas is that the nitva pays the money to the teveya. Why is he giving the teveya? Malkus, that's a good deterrent. Malkus stays with it. It stays with the guy who gets the malkus, right? Momen. Tashlum and you pay compensation. Kenaz, you're paying double kefil, right? A person double parks. Halacha l'maaseh, double parks and blocks somebody in. The guy who blocks in calls the police, and the guy gets towed, gets a kenaz, gets a penalty for double parking, right? Does he pay the fine to the guy who called the police? Even you could argue that was the hezek. He was mazik, the guy double parked. No, a deterrent should go to the government, go to stock, go to the public. You don't pay the deterrent to the nechbal, right? So you don't pay. Why are you paying dalad behay to the nignav, to the nitva? So I would say the Chassam Sofer in the following way. That's the Adkan Divi Chassam Sofer, right? The Exil Chassam Sofer a little bit in terms of using our terms. You could say that the Knas, there's an inner steer in the Knas. Because on one hand, you're giving the Knas over to the Nitzvah. That looks like compensation, right? We're going to have to go back when we get to Lamed Vav, Lamed Zayin, we're going to go back and discuss the nature of the knas of our perek, because it's called Hanos Shchiva. Right? Hanos Shchiva means I'm paying for something. So on one hand, it's called Hanos Shchiva. On the other hand, there was no contract. There's no scharpula. And on one hand, it's one size fits all. Hanos Shchiva is not one size fits all. There's no Hanos that has one mamish, one for the entire universe, for all time. Hano is a market for Hano, right? So it's called Hano Shchiva. and it's being paid to the Nechbal. But the fact that it's number one, the fact that it's kotsum, and number two, the fact that it's that a moide beknas is potter, means not compensation. If it's compensation, so why is moide beknas fakaret? You're moide in compensation. That's it's the pay right away, right? And it would be as man kotsum. It wouldn't be an amount that's kotsum. On the other hand, if it's a penalty, so why is it nigdav getting kefal? Why is he getting dalav dehei? So you could even say, and the chasver says poshut, but I'm suggesting you could even put it in our terms, there's an inner stira in every knas. So that's the Rashi says, the two Rashis. One is, what you only pointed out yesterday, Alam and Chesem and Aleph. The Lashon is Gzeira ba'almohu, Gzeira schoik. Gzeira ba'alma. Kevin dechir eshu. Gzeira smelach ba'alma. Kevin dechir eshu u gzeira schoik. And our Rashi is Kol mishpat knas chidushu. What does it mean, Kol mishpat knas chidushu? It means the very institution of knas is chidush. So how is the very institution of Knas Chiddush? That's what Sam's question was. A deterrent. The Chassam Shevet says the very institution of Knas, that I'm paying a penalty and I'm not giving it to Tzedakah and I'm not giving it to the public. I'm giving it to Nechbal. My Hezbollah over. I would suggest this is a similar idea to the idea of Chiddush being an inner stira. One part of the Knas says it's compensation. One element of the Knas is saying that it's a deterrent. No. So what is it? So that's the Lechor, that's how we answer Sam's Kasha. That's why Knas is Chiddush. All right? Chiddush and Chiddush Torah. So our sugya is saying, V'shayni hani de Chiddush u'sh Chiddush Torah v'knas afal gabde miktal mishalem. Right, and again, as we said yesterday, the Pshat of the Rishonim, we would read the Gemara as saying, this is the Chiddush of, the Chiddush of Knas is that it is not nitan to the din of Kamei Rabbeinei. Soruch Iyun Gadol, when you have a line that all the Rishonim translate differently than a Steinzel and a Shatansi. Soruch Iyun, after, what happened over here? The Rashi edited the Gemara, he missed this line, what's the, in proofread, what's the, he didn't say what he wanted to say. No, onu elano eladivi arishonim. Chal writes in the Gemara. It's part of my chesbonos in terms of these days. Chal writes. Chal has a Gemara in Derech Hashem. You saw it in Derech Hashem that all time has character, and all time is schoolas. So he seems to say. He seems to say in Derech Hashem that one of the schoolas of the Yemei Chanukah is the school of learning Torah Shebal Peh. Because you have to maximize Yemei Chanukah to be mamik in the sugyas, to learn Torah Shebal Peh. So and we learn Torah Shebal Peh, you did the Rishonim. That's one of the also Oren Chanukah will get to. So the Rishonim say the pshat is v'shayni hani dechider shushachid shatera, meaning hey yois the knas dechidish, so we cannot learn other halachas from. As we explained, either it means it does not fit the pattern of halacha mamela, you will not assign to it. Kom leivam is a klal. So when something is a yoytzim in a klal, so you can no longer say it belongs to klal, or if there's an inner stira in something. So that means the Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying this is it runs by its own logic, so to speak. But the point of a chiddush, it's the lashon of the Gemara. A chiddush is a yoytzei min haklal, literally. You can't apply klal. So the Gemara says that was Reb Meir Shita, that when it comes to kinas, chiddush is chiddush ha'tayra. Good. If that's the case, afal gab de mikdal mishalem. Go and vaoz rabba letayimei. Domer Rabba, how you get the gun of lay with Utuvachi Bishabis chayav shekvayin is chayav b'ginei v'koyim shebali de'isir Shabbos. So therefore, there's no din of kol rab minei because the geneva took place on erev Shabbos, and the tvicha had chilul Shabbos obviously, and tvicha was b'Shabbos and he's chayav. So you see that Rabba holds that kvayin is chayav b'ginei. Koyim shiyoli de'isir Shabbos, and he ends up paying the kenas and the mammon kenas and his chayiv misa, and then Rabba says the same thing legabi b'machteres, and then the Gemara says tzrichusa, and we pointed out yesterday that Rashi learns pshat in the tzrichusa as pshat in the tzrichusa is. Why do I need these two illustrations for Kol Leib and Rabba Mine? Right? Because Rashi says that Shabbos is an Iser Olam, and therefore Rashi says it's more Chomer. It's more Chomer, and it makes sense to say that it'll pater moment. So Rabba's, the Trichas of the Gemara in Rashi is on the din of Kol Leib and Rabba Mine. Right? And this is a very important line in Rashi, because Rashi is offering us this, even the Rashi in Vav Metziyat Sadi Aleph points out that the din of Komlay is Shtei Rishuyos, that Beis does not have the authority to give two Knosses. Over here, Rashi has a different Lashon. Rashi says that it's the Bechal Masayim Mona approach. So Tzorochi, in a way, Rashi has two different Svaras. All right? And apparently, and then we said, how do we finish up the Rashi? How do we finish up the Tzrichasa of a Machteres? Doesn't have Asra. So either you'd say it's a Misa Chamura, the Tosfos says, or we could say it's a Misa where Beis's involvement is much less. All right? So Rashi doesn't make a comment on this Tzrichasa. It says Tosfos that a little bit differently, but maybe not so much differently. Tosfos says that the Tzrichasa is not focused on the Chomer Adin, but it's focused on the aligning it with Velo Yehosin. L'chayra, that Tosfos is saying the same thing as Rashi, L'chayra. Right? Why do I need two illustrations for Kom Leim and Rabba Minei? It's not a Tzrichasa on Halacha in Mekaris, it's a Tzrichasa on illustrations. Why does the Chazal need to, why did Rav to be Marech? Then Tosfos in Avol Shabbos, the boy Hasra, so Tosfos over there says, what's the Gemara saying Avol Shabbos the boy Hasra? The Iker of Komle is learned from Le'yosah, and Le'yosah will not happen unless there's Hasra. Avol Shabbos the boy Hasra, Ema Loi. I would say I shouldn't apply Komle with Rabba Minei. How could you say such a thing? The Makor of Komle comes to a situation where it requires Asra. So Tosfos says, Yesh loy, v'yesh loymar. That's another kasha. That the Tzrichasa is not like Rashi saying. The Tzrichasa is, Hachi of the Tzrichasa maite b'knas migdal mishale. The Tzrichasa is not on the general din of Komle and Rabbinei. The Tzrichasa is on the din of Kenas, that by Kenas we don't say Kom Lei Mid Rabba Minei. All right, that's Pshat and Tosfos. Mishum the Chomer Isura Tavemina the Hosum Davke. That since Shabbos is so Chomer, so maybe it's so Chomer, that's why there's a Misa and a Kenas. Or Machteres, according to Tosfos, so Chomer that it doesn't require a Sra, so therefore there's a din of Misa and Kenas. All right? So Tosfos learned, and that's what you look at the Shita, points out these two Malchim. And how to learn the Tzrichas over here. Tosfos on the top of the Amud asks a kasha and Reb Meir. So let's just focus on this. I want to be Marchim, the Machlekes Reb Meir Chochamim. Yeah? So how do you learn Pshat and Tosfos? So we were discussing with Kevin this morning. So is Tosfos saying that it's Tosfos have two pshatim? First, Shita's Rashi, right? Which is the way that the Shita presents it, because the Shita presents that Rashi is also comparing to Velo Yehosah. So the Tosfos Mishum, the Isur, he presented the two different Malachim. The Shita says the same thing. Right? All right. So that would be that Tosfos the Malachim Mishum. Tosfos the Malachim begins Aval is presenting from his Rashi and disagrees. And then it has its own Shita. And we know the two Shitas exist from the Shita. So it's enough to start shoving Tosfos into Tosfos, spells himself out that he's being Chaylik. So that'd be one way to look at it. L'chari, that's the Emes. No. Because Tosfos begins begins with the position and rejects the position. So what's bothersome is that Tosfos and Dibur Maschil Mishum de Isuri Isur Olam, so there we expect that Tosfos to be a standalone Tosfos. So why in a standalone Tosfos would Tosfos present the position and leave it and then only reject it in the next Tosfos? So we're not used to that. Right? If there'd be a man on the side who would say that the Ramaschal of all Shabbos, the Boy Yisrael doesn't appear in some Kisviyad, then we can go to sleep, not a problem. It's one big Tosfos, Mamash reads perfectly. But there's no man on the side that says it yet, so I haven't found it yet. Maybe the next Osmah Hoder, I don't know. But, so therefore we're uncomfortable with the idea of Tosfos, that because of the seventh Ramaschal, it should be a standalone Tosfos, and why would he... And as far as Tosfos is concerned, it could have happened that at the end of Mishum Misur Yisrael, we could have called it quits and had lunch, and we would know that there's another Tosfos that disagrees. So that's bothersome.
Why can't Mishum be explaining the first Yehuzah? Why Misa would have to the class?
There is a Shita like that. But I find it in the Shita Kubes, you'll find the very end of the... that you'll find that there is a sheet like that that does split them up. I find it difficult to read in the Gemara. So again, just in other words, you're learning you explain one difficult Tosfos with a difficult Shita. Plus, as Kevin pointed out, if you look at the other Tosfos, they don't say that. Other Tosfos seem to accept the Tzrichusa as being both on both Shabbos and on Machteris. So that would be the Pasha. If one wants to be a stickler for saying that Mishum is a standalone Tosfos, and therefore we have to interpret Mishum in accordance with the conclusion of Tosfos, so then we have to suggest the following, that the question is, how similar is Shabbos and Bom Machteres to the case of Ritzicha Leyosek? That's the question. But you have to find significant distinctions in order to separate ideas. So Tosfos is now arguing what makes a significant distinction and allows you not to learn from Lo Yosef. Right? It's not like Lo Yosef. So why is Chilul Shabbos not like Lo Yosef? I can give you thousands of reasons. So it's B'nai Melochus, right? Right? But what is a significant difference in the context of Mises Beis Din? So Tosfos says, well, we would argue that since it's a Misa, it's a more Chomedic Misa, then if I'm evaluating the stringencies of the Misa, so Shabbos, in terms of the Chomer of Misa, in terms of the Psak Beis Din, in terms of the Risha that Beis Din is imposing, is very, very similar to Lo Yosein. And Bob Machteres, in terms of the Chomer Din of Misa, is very unlike Lo Yosein, because it's momentary. Shabbos is... Right? And when it comes to... When it comes to Bob Machteres, really, according to Tosin, we're saying... Hey Yois, that Baba Machteres is much more lenient because it's a momentary Iser, so therefore it is unlike V'lo Yosain, and we should not impose Komle on Knas. Right? Did I get it right? Similarly, Shabbos is enough like, so therefore Shabbos and Knas is enough like V'lo Yosain. Machteres is not enough like. And that's how you have to. So what's Tosfos pressing Lo Yosin? It has to be compared to Lo Yosin. What's Tosfos saying? Chomer Adin? So Tosfos was saying, I need to find a significant enough variable in order to distinguish from Lo Yosin. If one is an action, you have to put it all together. Go ahead.
I was about to ask, like you said, with about terrorists, that it's lenient. It's lenient, and it's not. Is it then in the leniency?
That's what we would be pointing out in this. That's what we would be saying in the, according to Tosfos, right? Tosfos is saying the Chaymer Adin would be impose Kinas and Misa. But Bo Machteris is missing that Chaymer Adin. Or do we say, no, Bo Machteris has, that's the most Chaymer Adin, because it doesn't require Asra. So that would be the, since I could look at it.
It's not about being like or unlike us.
No, so again, so if we see the Tosfos Mishum as a standalone Tosfos, so then we're simply looking at the Chaymer Adin. Would the Chaymer Adin justify to give the person Misa and Kanas, and not to learn from that for other halachas? Right? If we want to thread together the two Tosfosin, then we have to say, is the Chaymer Adin like the Chaymer Adin of Le'yosayin that we should apply Komlay or not? So we would say, Bo Machteres, Asra, so it doesn't require Asra, it's a much more Chaymer Adin din. So then I shouldn't apply the Kula of Komlay Rabinay. If we want to fit them together. Good. Let's spend 10 minutes now on the top Tosfos and explain Reb Meir better. Please go back and Chazir Lamed Beis Amid Aleph. If the Chazir anyways, now's a good time to do it. The toast is there. Meir Loke Umeshalim Islay Meis Mishalim Lesis. And again, so what are we doing right now? So again, for the first part of the shiur we discussed Hanukkah. Second part of the shiur we discussed the Chiddush of Knas Chasam Sofer. Right. Next, now we're lasering in on Rav Meir. Right, Rav Meir's sheet. We have a huge machlokes on our hands, right? A machlokes whether komlei min rabbi minay applies to knas. That's mamash asugya. Everything else, dalud behei, gnei, all these things are. I'm not sure if they're asugya. Komlei is asugya. So now we have a machlokes Rav Meir Chachamim. Is a machlokes in Rav Meir? How far did he take this din? How far does he take his din of rejecting Kom Rabbeinu? But right now, Rabbi is saying Rab Meir rejects Kom Le Min Rabbeinu in Knas. Loike u'mishalim Knas. The Meis u'mishalim Knas. Rab Meir holds Loike u'mishalim Momin. No Kimle there. But Rab Meir holds there is Kimle in, there's Kom Le in Misa and Malkus and Misa and Momin. Right? Good. Now we have a chiddush that even when Rav Meir says "Kol Ravine," not by knas, you get both. All right, and Chachamim, obviously, hold that there is Komle Lagabe Malkus and knas. Why do I say obviously? Because that's Mamash Arsugi. It's our parak, right? That's what we're discussing it. Because our parak is a parak of Knas. Right? And then on Daf Lamin Beis Amir Beis, that's where the Gemara raised this question. Lamin Aleph Amir Beis, that's what the Gemara said. We're talking about Knas. And the Gemara didn't miss a beat. Gemara said, Knas, yes. Let's talk about Kol Ravine. Right? Toshis on Beis Min Aleph said, but it's a knas. Right? Rashi and Tavil on Beis Min Aleph said, the Ika knas was fairly Mohan and Shalim, below Loki, on the same sugya. So now, Chachamim do not distinguish Legabe knas, Legabe kom le ramine. Rav Meir is distinguishing, Rav Meir does distinguish. In a good way to say it. Rav Meir is Mechayev, Misa, and Knas. He's Mechayev, Malkus, and Knas, Momin as well. But that's not a Chiddush, because he's Mechayev, Malkus, and Momin. So Tosfos says, Mashma ni Rav Meir is Le Leikum Mishalim. Af b'momoin, she'enoi Knas, v'chein mashma b'soichar z'al poyalim, she'vesi le'el. Rashi, Tosfos now is going back to Aleph Beis. Rav Meir Shita. Rav Meir doesn't hold of Kolnei Rabbim when it comes to Malkus and Momen, Tashlumen. How do I know that? Our sugya says that Rav Meir loike mishalei mislah. Right? And he says it's not simply a fleeting line in Ktuvus Elenaris, it's Bovim and Tziat Sadi Aleph, Chayseim Pora. A person does chasim, he muscles up the shore, he has to get Malkus, and he has to pay the Balabos. So, that's going to Rav Meir, right? Abaye v'Rava. Abaye said, what's going on? Why are you getting Malkus and Tashlumen? So Abaye said, Rav Meir. And Rava said, Esnan Zayna. You still have to take care of your contracts. So the Gemara says, the Tosfos says, you see, Rav Meir Shita is Malkus and Momen, no kom le ramine. The tema the beperikama the Malkus kamer ula. Time of the Rav Meir, the Amar Adam Zayman Lake, and the Mishal Mishum the Gomer, the Vaisi Shemro, Parach Mal, the Vaisi Shemro, Shekain Kanaz. Answers the Gemara, Solo Kibikiva, Dom Adam Zayman Kanazu, Mashum the Mama in the Lake of Mishalem. Tosfos as Stephen, the same Kasha Lamed Beis, Mamish Achazara, or Mamish on schedule. Right? Tosfos Chazars and Lamed Beis Menalef. Right? So Tosfos says the same Kasha. What's the kasha? Open up your Gemara Malkus, Dav Dalid. There the Gemara says that Rav Meir argues with Chachamim and says, Eidim Zayman Leikun Mishalman. For Rabbanon, Eidim Zayman is your pillar of Kol Ramine. Right? Because Eidim Zayman, the Gemara says that only Kasher Zomam. Right? So the Gemara says, so we ask Rav Meir, why do you hold that Adam Zayman Leikun Mishalman? He says, because that's the din of Moitzi Shemra. Right? Another pillar, Moitzi Shemra, clearly, we do not abide by the rule of Leikun of Kamei Ramine, Apostle and Chumash. The Yisra Oisai, Mamish Chumash. Torah says he's Moitzi Shemra, he gets Malkus, and he has to pay a Knas. Chamishim shekel. Right? Mefurish. So, Meir shekel. Yeah, okay. Is that good? So, the Gemara says, you see, that loike umishalem, that's the Rav Meir says, that's why I know loike umishalem. So, the Gemara says, how can you compare the two? By moitzi shem zach haknas. So Gemara answers, Rav Meir holds Eidim Zayman Zakanas. Machloikis, you have it in Baba Kama, Daf Hei, I think. And you have in Makas, on Beis and Beis at the very bottom, and then in Daf Dalet again. Eidim Zayman, is it a Kanas or is it Momen? Right? The logic to say that it is Kanas is? No? Ari? Very good, very good. That's godly. That's the second line of the Gemara. What's the line right before that? That's very good. That's Rav Nachman. Right? Right, like before, the Gemara says, because he didn't cause any damage yet. Right? The Gemara says, they haven't caused any hezek. Right? Then Rav Nachman says, what Ari said, the next line, Mamin miyad bailim, is a different nusach. Question, why he gave a different nusach? But the same idea. Mamin miyad bailim. They haven't caused any hezek yet. And he's so it can't be tashlumen. It's got to be a knas, right? No, what a chacham say? It's called a moment. Why is it called moment? Go ahead. But they're not correct. You're saying it's correct. That's the steer we said. Chiddush. That's the chiddush, right? Right.
Chiddush,
but what makes it into moment?
Isn't knas a chiddush? Oh, the knas.
What makes into a mammon? Was that? No, that's very good. That's very good. That's Rav Chana says that, right? It's true. It's not kosev, but it's still not, you're not paying any tashlumen. It's no compensation for carrots. If there's compensation, it's not Edom Zayman. So the Yeshivas say that's part of Kasher Zoma. Kashazama means I wanted to different Rashivas. I think it's often said Vishame, one of the tells of Rashivas. Chaim tells him maybe that pshat of kasha zama means I wanted to impose a chiyuv mamonis. So memela the Torah says it's like we said we had Rabbi Chanan. What Rabbi Chanan say that Adam zama is almost like a yerusha. It just fits, plugs right in, right? So the Torah said Adam zama do what they wanted to impose. Memela they wanted to impose the chiyuv mamonis. Bang, it's a chiyuv mamonis, right? That's a, otherwise the chayra, maybe keep it correct. But coming back to our sugi right now. So our sugi is, the Gemara says, what's the diuk of Tosfos? The diuk of Tosfos is that the Gemara says, Rab Meir, you hold like a mishalem. Where did you learn this from? You learned this from Moitzi Shemra. You can't learn from Moitzi Shemra. Moitzi Shemra is a knas. So the Gemara says, yeah, and I hold like a mikiva. Adam's life is a knas. Gavaldi. So now Tosfos says, if that's the case, Rav Meir holds loike umishalim knas, but not loike umishalim tashlumen. Our sugi again, Tosfos builds a case, ironclad case. Our sugi says Rav Meir does not hold of kumle when it comes to mammon and malchus. Raya that our sugi is mainstream, but metziyah tzani aleph. Rav Meir says Rav Baya wants to explain. Chais and P Shor, Mishalim Momin, and Ges Malkus must be Rav Meir Shita. Good. Malkus, we ask Rav Meir, why do you say Adam Zayman is like a Mishalim? So Rav Meir says, because I hold Adam Zayman as Knas. Moitzi Shem is Knas. Vaisa Chais, so what? If it be Momin, if I'd hold it the Rabbanon, I couldn't say my Shita. No, so Rav Meir, what's your Shita, Rav Meir? Is your Shita that all Momin is and all Malkus? When does not apply komle, you're chayv to do both, or is your shita mamon and malchus is komle like everybody else? When it comes to mamon and when it comes to kenas and malchus, that's when I have my unique shita. Tosfos kasha. The Tosfos says yesh leimar devaday I edim zayman having a mamon and loy having gomer mitzi shemra shekenu kenas el have der shina on mechdei rish osai. Again, Chazara, going back to basics. Adam Zaymimin is the Parsha right before the Parsha. In between, the last, the cap of Adam Zaymimin is Kedei Risha Osoi. Kedei Risha, right? And Tosfos explains, Lamed Beis Min Aleph, with greater Harchova, he explains that if you hold Adim Zem is a din of Mammon, like Rabbanon, so that means the Torah is saying that one, and the Torah obligates Malkus for Adim Zemimim. And the Torah says, Risha Achaz Leishte Risha Yais, so that means I learn clearly that I apply the din of Kom Leim and Rabbi Minei anytime I have Malkus and Mammon. Adim Zemimim is Mammon. How you explain that? Rav Chaim tells her, good. So Adam Zayman is Mammon. It's a Gemara. It's a Rabbanon. It's often a Gemara. And Beis and Dalit and Beis and Beis and Dalit and Arkas. Adam, according to Rabbanon, the Chalik Yom, it's a Mammon. I have to explain it. It's a Mammon. So now it's a Mammon. It's not Knaz. So I have Malkus and Mammon. I have Kedei Risha. Good. So now I have a Kalal. Kol Terukula. Kom Leim and Ravine by Mammon and Malkus. Good. What about Moiti Shema? Knas? That's a different din. So Tosfos says, certainly if Aval Hashta Disover Adam Zayman Kenasa. But once Rabbi Meir learned Adam Zayman is Kenas, Vigomar me Moiti Shemra, the Lakenu Mishalman. And I learned, like Tosfos says in Namad Ben Binyan Av from Moiti Shemra, that like in a Mishalman Kenas, Al Korchacha Moiki Kedei Rish Osai B'Miso Malkus, Kevan Dechdei Rish Osai Leihavi B'Malkus Amavain. Behashta B'chol Duchte Leiku Mishalim. Dimehech and Namich Leiloka Yishalim. Tosfos says, you know it's from Rameyer. Rameyer holds Moitzi Shemra is clearly less man the Polag, Malkus and Kenas. Right? Halach is Malkus Kenas. We don't cut any slack. There's no Kimli Rav, no Kohen Rav. Malkus Kenas. Good. Eidim Zaymimin. Eidim Zaymimin can be Mammon, can be money, it can be Malkus, it can be Mis, it can be anything. Kasher Zama. All right? Eidim Zaymimin, the Gemara says, sometimes gets Malkus, in addition to Kasher Zama. All right? So the Gemara says, and sorry, Eidim Zaymimin, the Gemara says that they sometimes will exclusively get Malkus despite Kasher Zama. Kedei Risha. So the other end. So the Gemara says, Halver Meilim Shat, Eidim Zaymimin is Kenas. So when Eidim Zaymimin Chayiv Mammon, I know my din, like a Mishalim. I learned this from Moshe Shemra. So, what I do with Kedei Risha? Risha Achas, Eishtei Rishayas? I can't. It's not for Eidim Zaymimin and Machayiv money, because Eidim Zaymimin and Machayiv money, that's Knas. That's Moshe Shemra. I took care of that already. I know that din already. What's that? Akasha, let's get Taisha straight. So then Taisha says, so what's my Kedei Risha going to be? Malkus and Misa. Eidim Zaymimin and Machayiv Misa and Machayiv Knas. Malkus because of Leistan Rafa. Good. So now, Rav Meir, what's the din when it comes to Tashlumen and Malkus? No din. Torah didn't discuss it. Because Moitzi Shem was Knas. Kedei Risha is Malkus and Misa. Vlei Yosain is Misa and Mamun. No din. Mizichai both. That's Rav Meir. Right? What do Chachamim do? Lamed Beisim and Aleph. Lamed Beisim and Aleph. Same Tosfos begins Tema Drakama the Makos Mashma the Knas Leikim Misham Arsuya is not Machalik Knas Mamen No Chilukim Tap Rashi. Why are we not being Machalik? They come and pluted Rav Meir Rabbanon. Quotes the same Gemara from Makos. Because Meir Zaymin Nami Kenosim Mashma the Rabbanon Lo Yofinim Moitzi Bishemra Mishum Nesavri Deidim Zaymin Bemoina. Why do the Rabbanon not learn from Moitzi Shemra? Because they have a din legabe mal, because they learned from Adam Zayman, so Adam Zayman mamayna alva kendosa yafin and shav mitzi shemra the leika mishalim v'ula gufei the dochi kachel l'shain l'shenduye kan v'achoyse nara hu demasek osam hachi v'lekel emer. Again, he wants to bring his proof that you can't start saying it's a machloek is a halim pshat nara mer, because the ula in makas is the same ula in lamed beizman aleph. You can't say that either because of the way we make him our signal of Ezra. V'yesh leimar, they came to the Rabbon and the Rav Meir, Eidim Zaymin lav kinosahu. V'lechach loy yalfinu imaytzi shemra, ela ein leikinu mishalmin, mechdei rishosai. Tahashta islam lemelef, b'chol duchtin me Eidim Zaymin. So now we learn, kom leimin rabbinay from Eidim Zaymin, loy imaytzi shemra. D'chol malkiyas yalfinu, so now Tesis is stuck. Rav Meir is a very good idea. Why don't we distinguish between Malkus and between Knas and Mammon? He says, can't do that. Why? Because Malkus of Kol HaTorah Kula is learned from this parsha. So if we learn, so therefore we should learn the din of Malkus and the din of Komli Lagami Malkus from this din. And he says, go weiter. He says, and sometimes you'll say that Eidim Zaymer Machayev Knas. When are Eidim Zaymer Machayev Knas? When Eidim Zaymer come in and they say Gan of a Tomach. All right, they can be Medayik and this, we can't do it right now, but more to be medayik in this Tosfos about that. So Tosfos says that Rav Meir learns the din of Momenu Knas and Moitzi Shemra. He has no other makor to teach us the din of Malkus and Momen, and therefore Rav Meir's Machayev Malkus and Momen, Machayev Knas and Malkus as well. Right? That's Rav Meir's Shita. Rabbanon, Moitzi Shemra is Moitzi Shemra, but from Eidim Zaymimin they learn Rishahachas, and Eidim Zaymimin can be Mechayiv, Malkus, Kenas as well, and will still say Rishahachas, V'leishtei Rishoyes. So Eidim Zaymimin teaches us the din of Momoin, whether it's Tashlum, whether it's Kenas, and Malkus, that we apply the din of Kol Ramidei. Right, so what's the point of departure? The point of departure is Moiti Shemra going to be a binyan of to every kenas and tashlumin, or is Moiti Shemra going to be a kenas, a chiddush? You can't learn from a kenas, so you can't make a binyan out from a kenas. Right? But Meir holds, you can have a binyan av from a knas. A knas can teach a klal about knas. And Chachamim say, you cannot have a klal, you're not going to make a binyan av about a chiddush. So Meila, Rabbanan will learn the din from Malkus, that Malkus always overrides any financial compensation, Risha Achas, and it doesn't matter whether it's financial compensation, moment, or it's financial payment of knas. That's the point of departure. So far, so good. Hayyotzim, he calls that, is that Remeir and Chachamim, they argue as to whether Komlei applies to Tashlumen, and they also argue as to whether Komlei applies to knas. Right? Chachamim learn it's all bound together, bundled together in the lima from Edom Zayman, Risha Achas Lishnei Rishayis. And Reb Meir says no, that it's all, that Kenas is from Moshi Shemra, Memele from Edom Zayman. I'll learn something else. Why should I learn Astira? I'll learn other halachas that I can learn. I'll learn Misad Malkus. Good. Hayyotzei mikol zeh. That's how they get to their different positions. But a Yetzim, he calls them, is that Chachamim say that Legabe Komlei Ben Rabbi Minei Kenas and Momen can be bundled together, the same tour, and Rav Meir holds that we've learned already from Moitzi Shemra. We've learned from Moitzi Shemra that Kenas and Momin, but it can be Chayiv both. What do you see from this Machlaikas about Kenas? L'chayra Chachamim are easier to understand because the din of Komei Amineis is Shtei Rishoyos. A Beis Din cannot be Machayev two Rishoyos. Right? So why should the Beis Din be allowed to mechayev a Risha the Knas? What Rabbanan is saying, Shtei Rishoyis, Kikab mechayev Shtei Rishoyis. It didn't Beis Din. Beis Din has a license and authority. So why should Knas be Yetzim in a Klal? The emes is that both Rab Meir and Chachamim don't see Knas as a Yesim HaKlal in this Nakuda. Because both see Knas as being consistent with Mammon. Right? But in Rav Meir, there's no reason. He doesn't see Shtei Rishoyis applying to any monetary compensation, any monetary payment B'chlal. Chachamim, L'chor Tzorchiyin Gadol. If the din is basically only mechayev one chiyuv, so why would they? If Beis Din can only mechayev the v'drabim minei, so what do we learn from knas? That's what I say. What do we learn from knas? What do we learn about komlei from knas that from this din that shtei rishoyos, right, applies to Kenas as well. Right, am I saying it right? According to Chachamim, Komlei applies to Kenas the way it applies to all the moment. So that we understand. Right? Okay, let's leave it at this.